you. Okay, so we can start with something easy. Like, what did you have for breakfast?
I had... what we had for breakfast?
I had a banana.
I had an orange and some cereal and milk.
Oh, that's nice. That's a lot of nutrition.
Yep.
Nice. So, okay, so first, may I have your names?
Nelly.
My name's Rob.
Okay, cool. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the votings, and here is the scale we have. And then towards this part, that will be trust, or the other end, that will be distrust. So where would you put yourself on this scale?
Trust.
Yeah, you can just play with it.
Yeah. This one?
Oh, no. This is movable, yeah.
Trust.
Okay, so if distrust is zero, that side, and this side is 10, like what number would you choose? What number is this?
Maybe like 6.
6? Okay. So are there any like stories that you want to share, like why you choose this, or like why, the reason why you choose here?
Because I don't really lie about stuff, and yeah, and I'm nice.
Really nice. Okay, so how about you, sir?
So is this in regards to an election?
Yes, like the voting system in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I would probably put it at, well, let me move it a little bit here. I know there's more distrust these days in the last election, but I think a lot of that was fabricated, so I'm saying probably a 7 or an 8 as far as trust, as far as my vote being, you know, counted.
So why you choose this spot?
Why? Because I think, you know, it was a fair election, and I think all the votes were counted. And, you know, I think it was a unique situation because of COVID, and there's a lot of absentee ballots, which were legitimate, and, you know, it had to be done that way because of the situation. So I'm confident that it was an accurate election and that, you know, my vote was counted. So that's why I'm in a 7 or an 8 as far as trusting.
Okay, so just now you choose like 6, right? Like over there. So what's which spot you think people should be, or they can be?
They should probably be in like right in the middle, because sometimes people can lie about stuff.
And how about you?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you shouldn't completely, you know, trust everything. You know, I think you still want to be skeptical, but, you know, I lean toward trusting the system. In that, you know, it's legitimate, but you can't completely, you know, not question anything. So that's why I didn't give it a 10, but, you know, closer to a 7 or an 8.
So are there any like measures or what conditions that can improve this kind of trust, or like improve people better understand the voting system?
I think make it less I mean, it make it more transparent, I guess. Transparency would, you know, push it to a 10, you know. There's a lot of people that are, you know, challenging the transparency and kind of creating some false narratives as far as how things were counted. But I think, personally, it was legitimate. But transparency, yeah, it's always good, and it pushes that number up higher.
Nice. And then here we have a little challenge here, this one. So just imagine that in front of kids from the UWM Children's Center, like just imagine you are in front of them. And how would you like to explain to them, like in simple language, and how, why we need to vote, and how do you do that?
Like,
just imagine these kids, they are like from kindergarten, yeah, preschool.
We need to vote because then, like, we have, like, more choices and more laws. And if we pick somebody that's bad, he might let us do more free stuff. But if we pick somebody that's good, he might, like, help us with stuff.
Yeah, voting is important because it allows your voice to be heard and you actually have power. Without voting, you can't be responsible for, you know, who gets into office. So it gives you the ability to control your future. So that's why it's important for your parents to vote. And then once you're of the age to vote, you vote as well.
So are there any other stories or regarding to voting you want to share?
No.
No, I think, you know, 2024 will be good and hopefully everything will go well with the election at that time.
Great, thanks so much.